Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we savor the sweetness of Sangam literary work Natchinai 25, written by Perisathanar, set in the Kurunji landscape or the mountainous regions, in the words of the lady's confidant to the lady about an event that transpired the previous day. அவ்வளை வெறிண்ணின் அரக்கு ஈர்த்தன்ன செவ்வரி இதழ சேன் நாறு பிடவின் நருந்தாது ஆடிய தும்பி பசுங்கேழ்பொன் உரை கல்லின் நல் நிறம் பெறுவோம் வளமலை நாடன் நெருணல் நம்மொடு கிளைமளி சிறுதினைக் கிளி கடிந்து அசையி சொல்லிடம் பெறா அன் பெயர்ந்தனன் பெயர்ந்தது அல்லல் அன்று அது காதலம் தோழி தாது உன் வேட்கையின் போது தெரிந்து ஊதா வண்டு ஓரன்ன அவன் தண்டா காட்சி கண்டும் கழல்தொடி வலித்த என் பண்பியில் செய்தி நினைப்பு ஆகின்றே. The poem fills our nostrils with a sweet scent as echoed by the words sen naru, meaning a fragrance that can be sensed at a distance, and also coats our tongues with that sweet taste of தாது உன் வேட்கை, meaning a desire to drink honey. And then again, the scene we have encountered previously in the Kurunji landscape, wherein the lady and her friend have the task of chasing away parrots which come to raid the millet fields, is brought to the fore with the line, கிளைமளி சிறுதினை கிளி கடிந்து. The most exciting find that filled my heart with content was the word Nerunal, meaning yesterday. I never knew that there was such a delicious Tamil word for yesterday. Netru is the word well known, and after reading this poem, I have come to think that Netru does not do justice to the charm and beauty of yesterday like Nerunal. Expert eyes that have analyzed the nature of this poem's sweetness tell us that these words are said by the lady's confidant to the lady in a subtle reference to the suitability of the man. She narrates thus, "Remember that man from the lush mountains filled with pedavam trees, whose white flowers with red lines looking like a conch shell coated with lines of shiny lac spread their fragrance far, pulling towards them the bees that dive into the nectar and emerge shining bright, looking like the touchstone that has been used to rub against gold? Yes, that very man who was here with us yesterday, helping to chase away the parrots on long branches, intent on stealing our millets. At the end of that task, he left without getting a chance to speak to us. My beloved friend, that's not what concerns me. I think back of how my bangles loosened at the sight of his handsome looks, and I'm ashamed that I felt this for someone who is exactly like a bee that thinks not, discerns not, but dives into any and every flower that catches its fancy. I should have known better." Does all the sweetness that our eyes see, our ears hear, our buds taste reach the heart? And if it does the feeling stay? Every pleasurable sensation is gone in a moment, even less than that if we fail to shower it with our attention. Let's do that now with a few elements encountered. First, of course, is the pidavam tree, a new tree that we are adding to our ever-growing list of ancient Tamil trees. This one is known scientifically as the Benkara Malabarika and is called commonly in Telugu as Pedali, in Malayalam as Tumpakara, and in Kannada as Timmakare. The tree exudes its fragrance far into all the adjoining states of the current Tamil Nadu, uniting us in our appreciation of this tree's ancient roots. There are layers of similes in describing the pidavam. First, in the description of its flowers as having white petals gently coated with lines of red, like the lac that is drawn on conch shells. Another simile is the sight of a bee that dives into the flower, emerging as if coated with the gold of the touchstone used to rub against gold to test its strength. The poet's family is said to be in the trade of a goldsmith, and we can see the dexterity with which he brings his livelihood into his lines. Finally, coming to the regret that the lady's confidant expresses in her act of yesterday, I am reminded of how much similar it is to our ruminating about the past and beating ourselves about things said and done. The word was shed in the past, the act was done in the past, but a voice in the head sometimes pulls us down saying, "No, you should not have." We would never say that to a friend if one such were to confide in us, but we are severe upon ourselves. Perhaps if we can be that understanding friend to ourselves and let the past be, we can truly feel the sweetness of Nerunal, that yesterday, tomorrow too. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to read and reflect at leisure the images this poem brings forth. Do rate and review Sangam Lit on any of your favorite podcast apps, iTunes for the Apple people and Google Play for the Android folks, as well as streaming platforms like Spotify, Stitcher and TuneIn. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.